Do you know what you need to do, but find yourself stuck in the same cycle of double guessing and inaction? After coaching many of my clients, I have noticed common patterns, which I bet is holding you back too from reaching your money goal. Self-sabotage. Self-sabotage show up in different ways depending on the person. Today, I want to shine some light on a few examples, and I hope you can identify if you too are self-sabotaging your progress and your success. And what is the key to change that? In today's episode, you will be nodding your head a few times because I'm sure you can relate with the example I'm going to share. So let's dive in.
Hi, I'm Reina, Christian Money Mindset and Fun Money Habit Coach, and welcome to the Fun Money Habit Podcast. You will not be able to steward money wisely, earn without fear, and go to the next level financially if you believe that money is evil and being wealthy is bad. Let's talk about money from a biblical perspective and learn what the Bible says about it so you can reach your personal finance goal while keeping your heart on Jesus. If you are a Christian female entrepreneur who wants to seek God first, earn more without fear, leave debt-free, build up your savings, and make an impact, you are in the right place. It's time to uncover the limiting belief and the self-sabotaging habit that are keeping you stuck financially and let God heal your relationship with money. So grab your Bible, a pen and paper, and let's do this.
Are you stuck in that perpetual loop of inaction, despite knowing exactly what you need to do to achieve your money goals? That self-sabotage showing its ugly face again. It's so frustrating how we can get in our own way. My clients have big dreams for their business, their personal finance, and I know you do too. You want to earn more without fear, give with your generous heart, save diligently, spend without guilt, and crush that debt once and for all, right? But somehow you find yourself stuck in the same cycle, unable to make meaningful progress. So if you are a female Christian entrepreneur, business owner, and course creator, you are in the right place, and let's talk about self-sabotage. You know, self-sabotage is those unconscious habits and that sneaky little voice in the back of your mind whispering doubt and fear, leading to unhelpful action or inaction and a toxic head drama. So how do you know if you are self-sabotaging? Let's have a look at a few scenarios together. But before I start and I share those, a little caveat for you. Those self-sabotaging habits are actually a way to protect you from something. And as a mindset coach, I help my clients identify the money blocks behind that behavior. So when I share the example, please keep that in mind. So let's start with procrastination. You know, the art of putting off important tasks until tomorrow, and then the next day and the next. Whether it's launching a new course or reaching out to potential clients or even tracking your finance, procrastination keeps you stuck in that cycle of inaction. And the worst part is that it's holding you back. It's robbing you from potential income, precious time, and momentum. I have a client who was wrestling with this very issue. During our coaching, she made a breakthrough in understanding the money block behind that self-sabotaging habit. And here's what she shared with me. I find myself procrastinating when it comes to tax because deep down, I know I'm not being a good steward. So I'm embarrassed, I guess. In this example, procrastination was a way to protect her from feeling shame and embarrassment. What is it for you? The really key lesson after you listen to this whole podcast is I don't want you to be so quick in labeling yourself lazy or any other words. Remember, your brain's primary role is to keep you safe. So instead of judging yourself, be curious and ask better questions so you can identify the limiting belief or the root issue of your current behavior and situation. Next, we have perfectionism. that pursuit of perfection in everything we do. But you know what? Perfection is subjective. And what may seem perfect to you may not be to someone else. By holding yourself to impossible high standards, you are wasting time. You're setting yourself up for disappointment and frustration. Trust me, I often find myself slipping into this self-sabotaging habit. I think it stemmed from my upbringing. My dad, being in the army, had extremely high expectations. If anything fell short of his standard, he would address his dissatisfaction very quickly. And as a kid, I felt like I wasn't truly accepted or loved unless everything was done perfectly. I remember that day so clearly. I have been tasked to do some tidying up inside the house and also cleaning up the garden, picking up the leaves. And after I've done that, then I went surfing. So I was by the river mouth surfing when my father came running at the shore, yelling at me from the shores, telling me, "Come back here. Your work hasn't been done well. You need to come back right now and do this properly. I'm not happy." I felt so ashamed in front of all of the other surfers and my friends who were in the water. And then I had to come back home and redo what I've done to the satisfaction of my father. So for me, I have shame associated with perfectionism. I had rejection. And I also have people pleasing because I needed to please my father in order to not be in trouble. You see? Now, people pleasing and fear of rejection are two big problems for me. But I've learned to recognize when fear starts to creep in or when my behaviors are all because of people pleasing. So my story and my issues have helped me develop mindset technique to reframe my thought and push back those self-sabotaging habits. And you can do that too. Third, self-doubt. You know, that persisting voice in your head that whisper, "No one wants your stuff. No one cares. No one will listen to you." It robs your confidence and keep you playing small. If left unchecked, self-doubt can paralyze you, stop you from taking bold steps toward reaching your goals. I've seen this scenario playing out so many times with my clients, and I'm sure you can relate to it too. Despite having the skill and the strategy to earn more, whenever it came time to confidently discuss their services, they find themselves holding back. What about you? One of my clients shared with me that she often holds her breath when she starts stating her prices. Or she will offer a discount at the same time she shares a price. So it would be like, "Oh, to work with me is $2,000, but I'm giving you a 10% discount today." Why? So the question to you is, if you possess the skill, have the strategy, and have amazing product, the money block behind this self-sabotaging habit could stem from a scarcity money mindset. Is that the money block behind your self-doubt? Often, my clients think that they need a new marketing strategy or a new business plan or something like that. But the problem is that they don't need new strategy. They need to shift their money mindset. They need to identify the limiting belief, their coping mechanism, and move past those blocks. Not a new strategy. So I want you to consider that for a little bit too. Then let's not forget the last one that I want to share today, which is busyness. I think we've all been there, right? You know, the art of being busy without being productive. I'm so guilty of that. You fill your days with endless tasks and commitment, convincing yourself that you're being productive when in reality, you are just spinning your wheel. What I want you to realize is that busyness masquerades as progress, but in reality, it's a very clever way to disguise your procrastination and avoidance. With my clients, avoidance is a big issue when it comes to finance and a big problem because not looking at your numbers or not doing the money-making activity is taking you further away from reaching your goals. So it's got to stop now. Now I want you to imagine You have a great idea for a new online program and you want to package it into a course. You know its potential to help many people and generate good income. However, instead of sitting down to outline the course content and start creating the module, you find yourself constantly checking emails, scrolling to social media, and, you know, doing little admin tasks instead. You also tell yourself that you're busy working on your business. But you know the truth? The reality is that you are avoiding the challenging task, which is essential to creating the course and developing your content. This busyness is preventing you from making real progress toward launching that course. You are avoiding what you know you need to do. So my question to you and what you should ask is why? With my clients, I've noticed that the money block behind that behavior could be fear of success or fear of failure, or believing that money is evil or being wealthy is bad. Again, remember, you had the thought that this is a great idea and you're going to be able to make quite a lot of money. Now, if you are fearful of earning more, you will not be taking the step you need to take to create that course. Do you see the cycle you can get stuck in very easily if you don't pause and ask the right question? Again, as a mindset coach, that's what I help my clients do, is to identify the real issue behind the self-sabotaging habit and the current situation they are in. So what about you? Do you struggle with procrastination, perfectionism, self-doubt, and busyness? I've only been sharing here the main self-sabotager I can see in myself and in my clients. So we may have a mix or just one very persistent one that you need to change today. So if any of these examples and situations hit home to you, I think you need to pay attention today when you do your work and try to notice if you are self-sabotaging your success and your progress. Then, when you notice that, how do you break free from those damaging patterns, you may ask? The solution is shifting your money mindset and moving past your money block by transforming your relationship with money. This is really the key, because behind any of your action, there is an emotion and a thought. And that thought is controlling how you feel and what you do. So from the example I've shared just before, you could see how an action and a behavior had a root issue much deeper than what the clients may have thought. And if you know you need help right now to move past those money blocks, to shift your money mindset with biblical principle, please make sure you book a call with me where we can just chat. You can share your struggle, share your goals, and see what could be the first step you could take to transform your relationship with money while keeping your hat on Jesus. Again, thank you so much for listening. See you on the next episode. Bye. If you enjoyed this episode, please let me know by leaving a review and don't forget to share the podcast so others can find it too. If you're ready to steward your money wisely and shift your money mindset, jump on a free call so you can get some clarity on what you should be doing next to reach your money goal, become financially confident, and honor God. I cannot wait to talk to you. It's time to create fun money habits. Let go of your money blocks and let God heal your relationship with money. But remember, true wealth is found in Christ alone. Have a blessed day.